New American battle plan.
More troops could be headed to Afghanistan.
U.S. considers expanding electronics ban on some flights.
Devices larger than a cell phone would have to be stored in the cargo hold.
Chaos after one airline cancels flights.
Very angry people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are new developments in the long American military commitment to Afghanistan, a recommendation of more U.S. forces to blunt a resurgent threat from the Taliban. CBS's Cammie McCormick is in Israel with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The top commander in Afghanistan has said he wants a few thousand additional troops. The Trump administration wants NATO countries to contribute as many as possible. A top military official tells CBS News that the U.S. would then backfill those numbers, so there isn't a clear picture yet of how many that would involve. U.S. troops would also have increased authority to go after the Taliban with the same ferocity as they engage ISIS.
Well, NATO today asked Britain for hundreds more troops for Afghanistan. Let's turn now to the White House. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us live this morning.
As he weighs how to continue fighting America's longest war, President Trump is expected to reach his decision on troop levels before heading to NATO headquarters in Brussels in 2 weeks. Yesterday, I asked White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer about the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan and whether Mr. Trump has designs on stabilizing the country or achieving outright victory.
He wants to make sure that we do what we can to win, and that's why he charged the generals and other military advisors and national security team to come up with a plan that can get us there.
There are about 8,500 U.S. troops now in Afghanistan, down from a peak of about 100,000 at the start of the Obama administration. Steve?
Well, transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us U.S. officials are considering expanding a ban on large electronics already in place on some direct flights to the U.S. from some airports in the Middle East and North Africa.
All of this comes from concern that terrorists have developed an explosive that they can sneak past airport scanning systems, at least some airport scanners, where it'll appear to be a laptop battery and not show up on the scanners.
Some airports in Europe could be added to the list, and airlines worry that could cut profitable business travel. A federal court in Virginia has heard arguments on President Trump's revised travel ban. Here's CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey Wall says the injunction does not target the Muslim religion, but people with suspected ties to terror.
He made clear he was not talking about Muslims all over the world, and that's why this is not a Muslim ban.
But Judge Barbara Keenan pushed back on the idea in her questioning.
What in the text of Executive Order Number 2 supports the conclusion that these aliens from these countries, these 82 million people, would be detrimental to the interests of the United States?
The panel of judges will now consider the arguments. No word on when a ruling may be issued. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
Well, travel woes prompted shouting and fighting last night at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. The chaos came after Spirit Airlines canceled 9 flights. For passenger Debbie McGrandy, it's the latest twist in a travel nightmare.
This is actually our 3rd Spirit flight that has been canceled since Thursday. I slept in an airport in Philly already on Thursday night.
Well, Spirit Airlines blames a job action by pilots for the flight problems. The pilots' union blames the airline. On Twitter, President Trump calls the investigation into Russian contacts with his campaign a total hoax. When will this taxpayer-funded charade end, he says. It all followed testimony about his former national security advisor.
Looming over the hearing?
Only one person has been held accountable for improper contacts with Russia, Michael Flynn.
Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse. President Trump fired Flynn weeks after former acting attorney general Sally Yates says she told the White House Flynn lied about his conduct.
The Russians also knew about what General Flynn had done. And the Russians also knew that General Flynn had misled the vice president and others.
Yates says that made Flynn vulnerable to Russian blackmail. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
There's been an apology from the Kushner companies for using presidential advisor Jared Kushner's name in an investment promotion in China. He has no direct involvement in the project. Kushner's sister told a crowd investors could get U.S. visas. Exit polls in South Korea forecast a big win for the liberal candidate in the country's presidential election. On Skype, reporter Jason Strother in Seoul says Moon Jae-in has indicated he wants direct talks with North Korea.
He wants closer ties with North Korea. He's skeptical of the U.S.-South Korea relationship. He has said it's unequal. But more importantly to his supporters, He stands for economic equality and social justice.
He also opposes the new U.S. missile defense system, which South Korea started operating last week. The Trump administration is said to be on the lookout for crimes committed by Haitian immigrants. CBS's Vicky Barker is here with more on that.
Some 50,000 Haitians granted humanitarian protection after the 2010 earthquake are in the crosshairs. President Trump's immigration policy chief also investigating how many may be illegally receiving public benefits. It appears to be the first time an entire community has been targeted for such a probe. Not clear if Salvadorans and Hondurans in the program are also affected. Steve?
Not a Phoenix, where police say a man they arrested a month ago is now charged in serial shootings that left 9 people dead. 23-year-old Aaron Juan Saucedo had been a bus driver for the city. CBS's Carter Evans.
Authorities say Saucedo is suspected in connection with 9 murders in the Phoenix area dating back to 2015. Police believe he knew only one of the victims, all of whom appeared to be targeted at night and ranged in age from just 12 years old to 61.
Police say the motive for the shootings is not clear. 8 of the 18 Penn State frat members charged in connection with the death of a pledge are due in court today. Prosecutors say they waited hours to help the 19-year-old who suffered injuries in a fall after a hazing ritual that included heavy drinking. Some bad weather in the Denver area. Broken windshields, plenty of damage from hail. It forced shoppers to evacuate a mall which was taking on water.
It sounded like gunshots in the store. Like, it was so loud, we could talk and we couldn't even hear ourselves.
Well, some streets were turned into rivers of hailstones. The storm left a layer of ice on the field before a Colorado Rockies baseball game. It seems where you live can affect how long you live. Here's CBS's Jim Shanavy.
Researchers at the University of Washington in Seattle found that lifespan can differ by as much as 2 decades between various U.S. counties. A group of counties in central Colorado have the highest life expectancy, around 86.8 years, while several counties in North and South Dakota, home to Native American reservations, had the shortest lifespans, 66.8 years. Overall, life expectancy in the U.S. is about 76.7 years for men, 81.5 years for women. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
Well, it seems Pepe the Frog lived only about 10 years. The cartoon character that became a racist, anti-Semitic internet meme during the campaign is seen in a news strip in an open casket. Creator Matt Fury has spoken out against the alt-right's use of Pepe as a symbol, but hasn't commented on his new comic. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.